In Refreshing Others Through Christ, June 12. That I may come unto you with joy by the will of God, and may with you be refreshed. All who profess to be children of God should bear in mind that as missionaries they will be brought into contact with all classes of minds. There are the refined and the coarse, the humble and the proud, the religious and the skeptical, the educated and the ignorant, the rich and the poor. These varied minds cannot be treated alike, yet all need kindness and sympathy. By mutual contact our mind should receive polish and refinement. We are dependent upon one another, closely bound together by the ties of human brotherhood. Heaven forming each on other to depend, a master or a servant or a friend, bids each on other for assistance call, till one man's weakness grows the strength of all. It is through the social relations that Christianity comes in contact with the world. Every man or woman who has received the divine illumination is to shed light on the dark pathway of those who are unacquainted with the better way. Social power, sanctified by the Spirit of Christ, must be improved in bringing souls to the Savior. Christ is not to be hid away in the heart as a coveted treasure, sacred and sweet, to be enjoyed solely by the possessor. We are to have Christ in us as a well of water, springing up into everlasting life, refreshing all who come in contact with us.